Welcome to Emergency Contact, the podcast where people tell good stories about bad injuries. I'm Brian Russo, and with me is Mr. Andy Fitch.
Hey, everybody. Let me just check something here. Yeah, still not a doctor.
Andy's not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Not a doctor?
For a second I thought I was, but I'm not.
Not a doctor.
Within the last week, did not become a doctor.
Nothing changed.
You know? At a certain age, you just become a doctor, and no one told me when, so every morning I wake up and look in the mirror, and if I'm not wearing a lab coat, I guess I'm not a doctor.
Someday.
All right. What do you say we get to our guest, Andy?
I guess.
You don't want to?
Please introduce the guest.
All right, fine. Today, our guest is John Burchard.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going good.
You got a real, like, radio voice.
Well, I spoke, I was like, is this the voice I'm doing this whole time? Just slow and soothing.
You got to pick one.
Hey, I'll just go really public radio.
That's
Let's
good.
All choose a different genre.
I'll do shock jock.
I'll do, like, 30s gangster.
This is going to get old.
Is that a radio genre?
Oh, no. I thought you meant just like a genre of... No,
oh, yeah.
Do that.
We'll do radio genre.
Do like old style, like...
Let's just in. Stop. The Kaiser's on the run.
Breaking. McGalligan chases, but will he stop them before they reach the bridge?
This is going to be the podcast, guys, so buckle up.
It's going to get old real quick.
As much as I want my episode to be the least listened episode of your podcast, maybe we'll just do regular voices.
All right. This is all going to get cut out. You know John from the Herald team, Dr. Snake.
That is true.
New Herald team.
Yeah.
Used to be the governess, but not
the
Dr.
governess,
Snake.
Apollo. Marches on.
We all know how cool you are. Also, I used to write for the mod team, One Idiot.
True. We are now a...
Are you still doing the horse?
No, we are now a play team, and we have switched to our next show. What we are has not been titled.
Okay.
I prefer to think... I like a three-day weekend team. We're not a weekend team because we don't perform on the weekend.
Okay.
We perform on Mondays. So I go with three-day weekend team, and then people look at me and go, that's not funny. And I'm like, okay.
But like six times a year, it makes sense.
Yeah. Actually, if there ever is a holiday, our show will get canceled. So it's actually a terrible name.
All right. So, John, he emailed me out of the blue, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? It's John. He's like, I got to tell this story. Please, please.
It was bursting out of me.
And Brian responded, how did you get this? New phone, who dis?
which was weird because it was an email with a picture of me.
All right, so without further ado, just tell us your story already, all right?
Okay. So I was trying to decide what I was going to do. I have two scars on my body.
Do we have to guess?
Guess right there. No, one is on my arm, and that story is less interesting. But there's a smaller one that is, if you were to look very closely at my face, which a listener cannot do.
Yeah, Andy's like an inch away right now. What are you seeing, Andy?
It's gross.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's horrible. But no, there is a tiny spot where my beard does not grow in. And
that's my whole face.
Wow, it's horrible that you were cut up your entire face.
Yeah, that's,
I wish I had a reason like a
scar. Story of my life.
I wish I had a reason like that just to why I
genetics.
Can't grow a beard. Yeah,
yeah. You can grow a beard. I can't grow a beard.
It's a poor man's.
I got stabbed on my chin and my chest and my armpits and my crotch.
Hey, I get like a solid 7 hairs on my chest, so.
my chest hairs have this like bird shape. It's like a bird with its wings out.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, but I outlined it once to see what it looked like. Sorry. So you've got a scar on your face where your beard doesn't grow.
Yeah, and that is from when I was in second grade. And to tease just a bit, I can tell you that I am the reason that my elementary school switched to safety children's scissors.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, that's the setup.
That's the tease. So.
And that is as much as I prepared of telling this story. So
I like to think that you just got an injury and that like the moral is like you wrote a letter. And you're
I
fell off the slide, but I want them to get nicer scissors.
I broke my wrist while writing a letter to the PTA.
The school board convened, and now we have these scissors.
I'm sorry, I'm like derailing this already.
No, that's all right. That's what we do constantly.
I put people on the edge of their seats, and then we just moved
and
off
now,
it.
Now we'll take a 40-minute break with music, and we'll come back with the end of the story.
Please enjoy Huey Lewis's Sports.
The full album.
So now that we've been properly derailed, for the first but not last time, so don't leave us in suspense.
Okay. Let us... So this story does take place in 1994.
I thought you were going to say seven.
No, not like the movies we were talking about beforehand. But this is about a movie that came out that year. And I'm so sad that I couldn't tell a story that didn't date me completely. But but I was in second grade at the time.
Do the math, people.
Yep, figure it out. And that summer, or I guess spring, had been the release of The Mask. Jim Carrey version.
Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Not the Cher version.
Okay.
I guess that's just Mask.
That's just Mask. Yeah.
So I'll really emphasize the Mask.
I think you're thinking of the music video, If I Could Turn Back Time.
Yeah.
But it's actually Jim Carrey's movie, not that movie.
It's where he's got the big orange hair and he has the facial deformity.
Yeah, you're back to Mask.
Oh, okay.
You're
I'm thinking of the wrong one.
So anyway, Mask of the Phantasm, the Batman movie, had just come out. It actually might have.
It's pretty close.
94? Yeah. So this movie had come out, and it was Halloween was coming up. And I love Halloween. It's my favorite time of year to this day. I love going all out with Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. I love spooky stuff.
You like candy?
You know what? Candy probably, if I had to list my favorite parts of Halloween, wouldn't be near the top.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be down there. I like the spooky movies, I like the parties, and I like the costumes. I'm all about the tricks.
I'm a big fan
give
of
or
the,
take.
Just the time of year. I like fall.
That's nice.
That's my favorite.
Are you a trick giver? Like if a child came to your door and said trick or treat, would you like... slap him or
if
something?
If a child came to my door, I live on a third floor walk up, I'd be stunned.
You're like, I've got like cereal.
Do you want some Gatorade? Because you look winded.
I would be able to offer them Lucky Charms or Bud Light would probably be the options. Right now, anyone who did the math on how old I am is sitting there going, really? That's all he has in his house? It's so sad.
He pours Bud Light on his Lucky Charms.
Anyway... So I love Halloween, and I don't know if you guys had this in your school, but at the time the most popular costumes were all the big masks.
Oh, the scream masks?
Just any like big latex
big rubber,
mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, like the wolf and the scary
ones?
Yeah,
and they were terrible. They were not fun to go trick-or-treating in because they were big
smells,
and bulky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they get sweaty and smelly. And so you just run around with them on your, like, the top of your head.
And they're always kind of, like, caved in.
Yeah.
Like sallow cheeks.
They were made to fit anyone. And as a child, you're, like, a tiny, like one gumball in a gumball machine of that mask.
Well, I used to stuff, grocery bags in there so that it would fill the space. So, but then I couldn't hear anything.
The one thing you're not supposed to put in a child's face, grocery bags.
Exactly.
So there are 3 years, I would say that's all I would wear. And this year I dressed up as Jim Carrey's The Mask.
As the cartoon face or as the wooden mask that he puts on, mask?
I actually dressed up as Jim Carrey as a banker. No, it was, so the costume was a big green, the big green rubber mask.
Yeah.
And he had a big, big smile with giant teeth. And then didn't have the big yellow hat with the feather. That I'm jealous of. But it did have the yellow suit. But this was like a children's Halloween costume. So,
it's like a bag.
Like tissue paper, basically. Just the thinnest fabric. And then a big tie that like went down to my kneecaps. Like the big silly tie that he wore.
It's kind of like a zoot suit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I guess that movie was the beginning of the very brief swing craze that hit.
I'm glad you remember that.
The Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
That was a thing in the mid-90s.
Yeah, Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Gap commercials. We were swinging around. Yeah. And I, as a 7-year-old, was like, I'm in. I didn't even like the movie. I loved the swing music.
Guys, I don't like it for the dancing or the lifestyle. I just like the music.
Oh, the CG with him spinning a tornado? No. Give me the part where he dances at the Copacabana. That's what I'm into.
With Cameron Diaz, a young Cameron Diaz.
I'm sure if we look that up right now, she's like 17 in that movie or something.
Yeah, she was young.
Off. I think she was 19. But so I...
She's a listener, so let's...
let's get it right. I don't want to date her as well. So I had that costume, and it's second grade, and in my elementary school, on Halloween or the Friday before Halloween, everyone would dress up, you know, and there was a parade. All the kids would parade around the school, and then basically it was just a fun day. Yeah. So we had done the parade, and we'd gotten back to our classroom, and we were just doing activities, and one of them was people were cutting out these jack-o'-lantern puzzles.
Okay.
Cutting out jack-o'-lantern puzzles, you cut them out and you put them together, all the pieces. My mask was very popular because it was super cool.
Because it was the mask.
Yeah. I'm not even sure I had seen the movie. I doubt I would have been allowed to see that movie. It was PG-13.
Was it?
It was.
Wow.
All right, but so my costume was incredibly popular. Everyone wanted to wear the rubber mask. And I remember at one point I had loaned the mask to my friend Randy. And like we said, wearing these masks, they were terrible. You couldn't see anything. You couldn't hear anything. They were awful to go trick-or-treating with.
And not to mention, this is like ripe for pink eye. You're just passing around a mask.
Oh, I'm lucky. I can't believe I didn't get it. Well, it's probably because what Andy said, your face didn't actually reach the front of the mask. But so he was wearing it, and I wanted it back. I had shared. I learned to share in kindergarten, but I was over it. I wanted it back. And so I went over to him, and he was cutting out his jack-o'-lantern puzzle. And he was wearing the mask, so I didn't want to bother him.
That's a great visual.
I'm
just picturing kids in costumes, like, trying to see.
Oh, yeah. So picture a little seven-year-old cutting out a paper jack-o'-lantern. He's probably wearing some different costume. I don't remember. Let's put him in...
It's like Jack Skeleton.
Yeah, let's put him in a Jack Skeleton costume, but with a bright green rubber mask. And so I didn't want to bother him, so I kind of was just standing behind him waiting for him to be done. Because, you know, he's really concentrating on perfectly cutting out these puzzle pieces. And I thought that he knew I was there. He did not. It turns out. So he's cutting, and he finishes, and I guess he was super psyched, just super jazzed about finishing that, cutting out that puzzle, because he just announces, "I'm finished," and throws his hands upward. I guess the best for the listeners, imagine if you're skiing, and you're kind of like the ski poles, and you're moving them around, and you, I don't know, just like
I'd say holding up a sign at a sports event.
Yeah, sure. So you're holding up your ESPN, and it says like the acronym. Imagine that kind of motion as you hold up your sign.
Everybody, but, sports.
Yeah.
Please now.
Yeah, just like that. That's gonna get you right on TV.
Please.
But imagine in this case that our green-masked Jack Skellington is not holding up a sign, but rather has has a sharp pair of scissors in his right hand. And further imagine that right at the end of that upwards arc is my face.
You're maskless.
Without a mask.
Yeah. Now, I did not have a mask. There was nothing protecting me. It was just my face. And I remember I don't remember it hurting a lot. Yeah, there was like a sudden sharp pain, but it was like instantly numb.
Yeah.
And I just remember backing up, and because it went numb, I remember thinking that he just grazed me. And I put my like cheek to my shoulder, and I was just kind of like, ow. And I remember this in like a Simpsons tertiary character voice, but I remember some student being like, "Miss Scharf, you know," I can't do those voices, but "Miss Scharf, Jonathan, because I went by Jonathan back then. Miss Sharp, Jonathan's bleeding.
You're like, narc.
Yeah, man. I got puzzles to cut. Don't you screw this up for me. And I didn't think I was bleeding because it didn't. I thought it would hurt more. But I looked down and my bright yellow tissue paper zoot suit was just pure red, dark red from shoulder to elbow, just all over. And I realized that I guess it had been worse than it was. And in fact, it was. So I have two visible scars. So I have the one on my arm from a, when I come to my next episode, I'll tell all about that.
Exactly.
And then this one on my cheek. I also have a non-visible scar in the inside of my cheek from where the tip of the blade just poked through. Pop. And it's, so the scar is like down, so right in like center of my cheek, but like my head has grown. I'm actually incredibly lucky with my small 7-year-old head. It ended up being like a centimeter below my right eye.
Wow. Jeez.
So I could have very easily lost that eye. Fortunately, I did not.
And there's
eye patch is just for show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I am wearing an eye patch right now, but that's unrelated. That's because I'm going to a Halloween party later.
Yeah, I mean he's got his zoot suit on.
But
I want to say like there's a lot of muscle there too. A lot of muscles and a lot of tendons that could have been severed.
Oh yeah, I could have. Yeah, probably not been able to smile. Instead, I'm just there's a tiny bit on my cheek where I can't grow a beard, and it's barely even you'd have to genuinely look for it. It's very tiny, but I
but it kind of ruins your beard.
Yeah. Oh no. It's horrible. Guys, look me up online, watch videos. You will notice it's just the left side of my body. So I went to the nurse. They called my dad. He came. And I don't remember, like, I guess I wasn't involved in the negotiations of where I was going to go.
but there was a back and forth.
Yeah.
I think we should take him to the hospital. No, I want to take him to my family doctor.
I didn't go to a hospital for whatever. I think what happened is the closest place that could do stitches real fast was a nearby plastic surgeon.
Oh.
For some reason, in the town of Princeton, New Jersey, there was a local plastic surgeon. And so we hopped in the car.
Like, this is the third The Mask injury today.
Yep. Oh, that movie. Kids trying to fly in tornado circles, just flying out windows.
It's just a waiting room of kids in mask costumes. Like there's one with the salsa dancer outfit. There's one kid who's just like wet with a trench coat on. He's Jim Carrey when he dove in to get the mask.
You've brushed up on your The Mask references.
I did when I emailed you guys. I said, everyone, please rewatch The Mask before I get there. So I get there, and I do remember one thing. I was in the waiting room, and I remember, like, this is very long ago. And again, you can do the math to find out how long ago it was.
I think we're all the same age.
Really?
Are you 30?
I'm 29. I'm under the line.
He's 29.
29.
I am 30.
Sorry, Brian.
It's all right. It's great. You guys, you're going to love it.
All you cool young kids out there, you can still trust me for a solid 5 or so more months.
Because all the young kids go to the 29-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, they have a hard barrier.
Yeah.
When I was 15, 30 and up, no.
Yeah.
They 29, want those, 11 months, yeah, whatever you want to tell me.
They're like, tell us all about The Mask.
Tell us about the before times.
Tell us about a young Cameron Diaz.
Before she went full throttle.
I like to think that's the measurement. Like in her career.
It's like BC and AD.
There's like a timeline. There's a distinct point where she went full throttle.
Why not in America, a lot of people, a lot of people view a huge turning point in our society and culture as being, sadly, before and after 9/11, with all the wars and such. Personally, though, I go by who was playing Bosley in the Charlie's Angels movie. I consider a
Bill Murray
era and a Bernie Mac era, and they're distinctly different times in American history. Anyway, so Charlie's Angels Full Throttle
really went off time.
Yeah, where did we leave off? This was
so I am in the waiting room of a plastic surgeon in Princeton, New Jersey. And, you know, it's long ago that I don't remember a ton, but I do remember one. He had a bunch of cards up. I don't remember the doctor's name or anything. It was a man. I remember that. Because I would not go to a female doctor.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. The male.
Man doctor.
The man doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing a card. There were a bunch of cards, like thank you cards. And I remember to this day, there was a card from a child. It was written by a child.
Thanks for the tits.
Thanks for the tits.
That's
It was, and it had pictures. And I'll be honest, the kid looked much better. it was like, you know, like it was drawn with like Crayola brightly colored markers, and it was like, and it said, "Dear Doctor, whatever." And I still, you know, you have these tiny things that stick with your brain. I remember it just said, "Dear Doctor, thanks for the new face."
Oh, man.
And I also remember it had a drawing of like a stick figure child waving and like a happy face son.
With holding a face next to
it. Well, no, but it had a drawing of a dog and the dog had sharp teeth. And I don't know if that's just how the kid drew the dog or if...
That's the story. The old face.
There was the amount of world building and storytelling in that card was so immense.
Well, it's good. You don't need to hold the audience's hand. You just put the seed in there. They'll fill it out.
Oh, you can go
themselves.
So far. But so the doctor came and I got stitches and it was a treat.
Do you know how many stitches?
Let's go with five.
Five it is.
Andy,
can you mark down five?
We are writing it in the history books now.
So I got home and then I was not allowed to. They told me that I was like, can I still go trick or treating? Because that's all that mattered.
Right.
Oh, I was like, doctor.
Hey, doctor, thanks for the new face. Can I go trick or treating?
It was like one of the, like, doctor, will I still be able to play football? It was like, doctor, will I be able to walk again? But I was like, doctor, can I trick or treat? And he thought long and hard. And he was like, if you never run, because you will, your stitches will come out. I need you to walk very slowly.
Okay.
And so I had to...
That must have been terrifying, where the guy's like, walk or else your face is going to rip open.
I mean, I was a child, and even with a big like cut on my face, I still was like, I'm immortal.
Yeah.
So all I cared about was trick-or-treating. I didn't care. This was nothing but an impediment to fun. I wasn't sitting there going, I could die, or like my face could open up. I was just like, this is the worst. I had to spend the entire night walking with like the parents like 100 yards behind all the children in the neighborhood who were running up ahead. And so I was doing this and it was such a sad Halloween. And then I, on the way back, we finished up and I was walking up a hill to go home, and I tripped.
Oh, man.
And I fell, and the pillowcase that held the candy just tore.
Oh, it's like you couldn't even write it sadder than that.
This is just, we're at Charlie Brown level Halloween at this point, and the candy just all fell in the mud.
And the kids flocked like birds.
Oh yeah, and I like couldn't run to stop them. They were all. But I tried to get as much as I can, I could, but it was really just like in dirt and mud.
Oh, man.
And I remember I was just the saddest kid, and my neighbor, Mr. DePastina, felt so bad for me, and he was just giving me all the candy they had left over. But it was all like 30 like Snickers fun size. Just like I might as well have just gone to the grocery store and bought one bag.
Well, I was gonna say, like, as a kid, losing all that candy, it's so sad.
Yeah.
But, like, as a parent, I'd be like, fuck, that's like $3. We could just buy it at the store. Like, who cares? Get up. Who cares? You just buy it at the store.
Can I ask, did you go trick-or-treating with a bloody shoulder?
My mother, I do remember, my mother washed it like five straight times.
Wow.
So it was not bloody. Instead, it was apart? I surprisingly no, but it did just have a big dark brown. She might have actually just like scrubbed it. Yeah. But I remember she put an afternoon into it.
Yeah.
And it just had this like this dark brown stain. So it looked at that point more like I like someone had just like dumped a soda on me or something. Just not, and there's no, I maybe could have argued that there was a scene in the movie where that happened.
Like, you're explaining it every door. No, there's a scene where someone dumped a soda on the mask. Don't you remember?
It's a great film.
Cameron Diaz accidentally spilled that Dr. Pepper on it.
It's a full storyline.
it was 45 minutes of the movie.
I was really hoping that you recycled that same like zoot suit for a couple. You're like, this year I'm Dick Tracy.
Well, that
yeah. Well, that would have been before the mask, right?
Yeah, that's like 88.
I'm Al Pacino from Dick Tracy.
Oh, God.
I wanted nothing.
You just look like Eric Stoltz from Mask.
It's true. I wanted nothing more than to be the kid that, like, Dick Tracy was like, here, have this cool watch, and then go spy on people for me. I was like, that's my dream job. I want to go.
Did you want to be him in the movie or just live that life?
I mean, I would take anything. Anything you
just wanted
close
the
to
watch.
It.
It's like you wanted to be home alone so you could have a talk, boy.
I wanted more than anything to be in...
This
Jurassic.
Is such a 90s podcast. Yeah. Oh, by yeah. The way.
I wanted more than anything to be in Jurassic Park 2.
The Lost World?
Well, this is before it had a title. Uh-huh. I wanted just like.
When to be the first in the one movie? Came yeah. out, you're like, the next one's coming out. It's got to be me.
I'd seen it on home video, and all I wanted was to be like Tim's friend who also gets to go to the park. In my mind, the sequel would involve all the same characters
and
somehow
friend.
Timmy's best friend. Anyway, so my face got stabbed.
So if you had any advice for children that might be in a situation where they could have that happen, what would you say?
If someone is using a sharp object and they're excitable, make sure they know that you are within arm's distance.
Yeah, it's like at a restaurant, you just say, behind you.
Yep. Yeah, I think all kids should act more like waiters and waitresses walking through the kitchen of a restaurant.
I don't want to tip kids.
You don't want to tip kids?
Yeah.
That's your concern, that you'd have to slip them 20%?
I mean... For good service. 15, I guess.
When you give them candy at Halloween, you give them then 20% of a Snickers bar. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a great story.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Andy, what do you say we play a game?
I say that's a great idea.
John, would you like to play a game?
Hey, sure. Has anyone ever been like, no? Guys, I gotta go.
Not really. I'm kind of expecting someone at some
eventually,
point.
Eventually.
I can see it in some of their eyes that they're like, yeah, sure.
You didn't mention a game. I'll play a game. I'd love to play a game.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, Andy, would you like to intro this game?
Today, we're going to be playing The Ouch Couch.
Oh, it's The Ouch Couch again. All right. Well, let's hear the theme song to The Ouch Couch.
And this is where we like figure out a song.
This is a great song. This sounds great.
This is where we'd put the song. We never know what we're gonna do. Let's get the couch
Bring
in.
Bring that
here.
Couch out here.
Hold on. Can you just I'll get out of the way. Hold on. Okay. All right.
There you go. You wanna just have a seat on the ouch couch?
Oh, please. You guys had a couch this whole time and I was sitting on a wood chair.
It's in set turnaround.
Okay, sure. All right.
You comfortable?
Yeah.
You feeling good?
This is good.
I know it's a little high up. I mean,
It's basically the big comfy couch from that old children's show. This is a
but
massive
it's called
couch.
The ouch couch.
Yeah.
And the way that this game works is it's a ripoff of Family Feud, where we'll give you the top five of something, and you gotta guess at least three of them.
Ooh, okay, fun.
Today we're doing the top five most common injuries on college campuses,
and we're playing for a whole lot of dough. How's that sound?
It sounds great.
So, top five answers. of the most common injuries on college campuses.
All right. All right. Now, these are injuries?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this counts as an injury, but I just have to get it out of the way. So I'll say, show me alcohol poisoning.
We're going to give it to you.
Yeah, we're going to give it to you. That was number 5 on the list. It's accidents, most commonly car crashes, caused by drunk or intoxicated.
So they put it in a catch-all. Yeah. All right. What would the other 5 be?
Yeah. That is the question.
Okay.
So you top 4 answers are still on the board. Well,
I'm trying to think. What is going to hurt these young tough bodies?
Sexy yeah, co-eds.
I'm just imagining.
Tight.
Like a young Cameron Diaz.
Tight. 20-year-old bodies. What is puncturing them or breaking them? I'm going to go with a sports injury.
That's not on the list. That's number 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But that was a big one.
It's another catch-all.
Yeah. Like, it was a little too generic for me.
Yeah, I was gonna be a dick and say, like, ultimate disc to the face or something.
That was number 7.
Fight.
A fight?
Fighting, some kind of break or bruise from a fight.
Andy, what do we got?
No.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. That is your first, or sorry, second red X.
Yeah. Okay. Let's, food poisoning. Is that an injury?
It's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is your third red X.
That's a good,
that's
a great guess.
I'm shocked it's not on there.
Wow.
Can I just say, you're playing the game to win. You're giving good answers. Like,
oh, should I? Does everyone else do funny joke answers?
No.
And I gave the least fun to listen to version.
But you're really, your head's in the game.
I was trying.
I did not get this.
Yeah, actually, I was
I've
afraid
already lost. Let me just go through a fall.
Number 1.
That's number 1. Oh, no, sorry, it's number 2. It's number 2. Slipping and falling, usually from icy sidewalks, wet floors, or poorly lit stairs.
Bummer. Getting some kind of car, I guess car accident has already been taken by the...
Well, number 1 is crosswalk-related injuries where someone, like a pedestrian. Or a cyclist is hit. So that's kind of car-related, too.
Yeah.
The next 2, I think, are pretty funny.
What are they?
Smoke inhalation from fires started by hot plates.
Yep.
I'd love to hear the crowd say that. It's like, smoke inhalation, like in unison.
It's just crammed in the little...
Show me smoke inhalation from fires usually caused by hot plates.
And the last one, which is like very academic.
Number 4 is chemical burns in classrooms or labs.
Oh, yeah. See, that makes sense.
Yeah. Now
I was a theater major, so there are so few chemical burns.
We do have a double or nothing question.
Okay. So you've already got nothing.
Okay.
You can get twice.
Can I double it? I can double it.
You didn't win the whole lot of dough.
Okay.
What is 2016's number 1 safest college campus
in
the United States?
Wow.
I'll give you a hint. It's a very hard thing to get right.
This would
There's
be
a
very,
lot of college
there
campuses.
There are a lot of universities. I'm going to go in honor of Hillary Clinton getting the nomination. I'm going to go with Wellesley.
Not a bad guess.
I mean, it was a college. I did name a college.
Although this one makes sense.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Okay. Brigham Young.
That was it. You got it.
Holy crap.
I'm going to give it to him.
Makes sense was a pretty good clue.
So you
Once
got
you
it.
Said that, it would have either had to be Mormon or Quakers. Yeah. I could have gone with University of Pennsylvania.
So you got double of nothing.
Would you like to triple or nothing?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Now knowing that you like spooky stuff, this was our alternate double or nothing question.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
What is listed as the most haunted college campus in the United States?
Oh, I feel like this is something I've heard before. I want to go somewhere in New England. Screw it. I'll just go Yale. I don't know.
The answer is Ohio University.
Ohio University.
And it said like the number 1 in spooky goings on.
It's so general.
Who's rating that?
Someone had like a top 50.
You come to your art, hey, Todd, we had an issue over in room 502. There was a spooky going on. Who do I call
That's
for
the
that?
The 10th one this week. All right. Well,
that was the ouch couch.
I'm sorry you lost the ouch couch. So you're gonna have to get off the ouch couch.
Was I gonna win the ouch couch?
No, that was never in the cards. It was a whole lot of dough.
All right. Well, I'm getting out.
Which you could have bought your own ouch couch with. But,
oh, really? It was enough? Because this looks
expensive. A whole lot of dough. I mean, we didn't count it, but it's a whole lot of dough.
Really should have said fall. Should have said fall while I was still playing.
I should have gotten all five of those answers, and then the double or nothing, and then the triple or nothing.
I somehow went through my entire college experience without ever eating off of a hot plate.
I mean, you know what? I feel like I'd heard that statistic before. I didn't have the traditional college experience. It was in space.
Really?
Yeah.
So a hot plate would have been dangerous.
It was a no-no.
There's no oxygen. Well, imagine there's oxygen in your campus.
I wasn't literally flying through space. I was in
you were like a star child at the end of 2001. Well, that was graduation day. You didn't just go touch a monolith and suddenly you knew all the knowledge you needed.
I was in my bed as an old man.
When you graduate, you throw your bone up into the air.
That was good. Now we know what we're going to play at the end of the episode.
I was trying to think of something really...
It's just the horrific choir. Yeah.
Not the spoke there, Thera. All right, well,
now that the ouch couch is back in storage, I think we can kind of wrap it up by asking, do you have any plugs?
Oh, sure, let's do it. Okay.
Just to remind you, this is coming out on Tuesday, so you can do something
soon. This Tuesday. Oh, great. So, this Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, if you're listening to this, your iTunes podcast thing just started downloading this, and the instant you saw it, you're like, I gotta listen to Emergency Contact. So this is the day it came out.
Listen to the whole episode, because we're at the end now.
If you had a long train ride, tonight, come to the second half of Herald Night.
Fuck the first.
I mean, you go to both. You'll get a worse seat because you got to go out and get back in line. Yeah. So your seat for the second would be not as good. But, you know, do what you want. But no. Come see Dr. Snake or anytime we're up. And then at Herald Night, and then my sketch team, One Idiot, currently has a show called This Murder... A Real Murder.
I've seen the poster. It's a good poster.
Oh, Dave Ebert made a beautiful poster. Yeah. But yeah, come see it. It's a play. It's a half hour parodies, Making a Murderer, Serial, Paradise Lost type true crime docudramas, and go see those things. And my talk show that I do with Nicole Pasquale, Not On My Reel, is currently between venues, but hopefully when you're listening to this, we will have a new place. So I'd love to tell you where you could see us,
but it's a surprise,
but I cannot.
So just wait for the venue, guys. Don't show up to just anywhere.
Choose a comedy venue in New York City.
And just cross
your fingers that it's the right one.
All right, Andy, lay it on us. The Hardy Boys.
Oh, yeah. Brian's real sick of this. If you're going to go to the Del Close Marathon Saturday morning at 3 a.m., if you want to come see a show with me and my friend Jeremy in it, it's the Tom Hardy Boys Mysteries. It's going to be a 15-minute show at the Magnet Theater. All right, let's wrap it up.
As much as we like talking about injuries,
we don't like getting them.
And we don't want you to get them either. So stay safe out there, guys.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe as well.